Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I'm recording today. It's Sunday at 4:16 and the Sunday scaries have definitely hit. I'm actually in pajamas right now. And if you're judging me, yes, I'm judging myself because this doesn't happen very often. But today I said I'm going to do all my errands. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to do my podcast and I'm going to get in my pajamas. But I kind of got in my pajamas before doing the podcast because I just felt like relaxing. I've been off since Wednesday, so I've had a few days off and I definitely been resting a lot. I slept a lot. I spent time with my family, got my nails did, hung out with my mom, went thrifting. I also cleaned out my closet. I like to do that at least like once every 2 months because I go thrifting often and then I get new clothes from the thrift store. Someone's trash is my treasure. And a lot of people have asked me about thrifting because I posted like I love thrifting. I like to go to the Goodwill. I used to have like these thrift stores in Redlands that I would go to when I lived there, but it's too far for me now. I used to thrift like every day because I flip clothes on Poshmark and I would find so many cute blazers for work and just like office wear. It was just a good area of thrifting, but Goodwill's always good. They have sales all the time. Some stuff is overpriced, but I have an eye and patience for thrifting. I don't have patience for many things, but thrifting is one thing that I have a method to my madness. I found so many cute things. I found like this puffer vest that I wanted and I had seen them at the stores, but they never have my size. And I found one there for like $6. I found some Princess Polly dress. And what else did I find? Oh, a Hollister sweater. And I found these Calvin Klein jeans that I absolutely love. They were like boot cut. And I was like, these are going to fit me. But the thing about the thrift store that since the pandemic happened, the fitting rooms have been closed. And I always take like leggings or really thin clothes so that way I could try everything over my clothes at the thrift store. I know, sounds funny, but I do it all the time. I even do that at regular stores because I hate going into fitting rooms and like changing. But with jeans, it's kind of hard. And then I had my Converse on. So I came home and I tried on the jeans and they did not fit me. One thing about me, like jeans are so difficult to find because my waist is not that big, but my hips are really big. And if you know, you know it. Jeans are hard. I think women's clothes is just hard in general because you could be like a size small someplace and then you're like a large in another place. But thrifting's not for everybody. I get that because I've taken some friends and they're like, I don't get it. Like, this is annoying and it smells in here. But I freaking love it. My sister, my mom, and I, we go together often. My mom and I go really often. Like I said, I used to go every week. It was ridiculous, but I would get the cutest fits. Like some of my staple work clothes is from the thrift store. So on Thursday we got together with my family and had dinner. It was nice to see everybody, but it went by so fast. Like I feel like it was just like we got there, we ate, and we were all in food comas. We usually like to like party, but I don't know, Thanksgiving always we're too full and we can't even get a little buzz from any drinks that we have. My sister made pomegranate margaritas. They were really good. And the whole night we were just eating and talking and catching up. And everyone was talking about how my sister did a Spartan race. She was telling us all about it. And now everyone wants to become a runner, a track star, because she inspired all of us. My cousin just texted me telling me, oh my God, like it's a sign. I keep getting running stuff on my feed. And so do I. So I need to get my butt to running because I don't know, like it's the hot girl shit to do right now. So on Wednesday, I took a Pilates class and it was one of the hardest classes that I ever taken because it was a new instructor, still a beginner Pilates class. But oh my gosh, I was dying. Like I hate planking. We did so many planks and the next day, actually on Thanksgiving, if people made me laugh, I'm like, stop making me laugh. Like, it hurts. It hurts to laugh. But it's such a good workout. Anyways, if you haven't moved your body today, make sure you do so because it's good for your mental and physical health. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about how peace feels very unfamiliar to me, and I'm learning how to appreciate it, and having stability and not living in chaos is just very new to me. And I never thought how much I was missing out on because I never knew what it was to have like a peaceful environment at all times. And I am not saying that I grew up terribly. My parents did the best they could, but there was certain times in my life where the environment I was in was not healthy. For example, I have shared in probably my early episodes that my family, my immediate family, which is my brother, my sister, my mom, and I, and my dad, we lived at my grandmother's house, who had passed away when I was 3 years old. And I had uncles that lived there, and they were not doing the best things in the world. And they were always getting in trouble with the police and just very chaotic. A lot of substance abuse was around me when I was very small. And I'm not here to say that I had the worst life growing up, because I know there's people that have had it worse. But for me, that was my norm. I had parents that were loving, had a roof over my head. I had food, and I was a happy kid. But I always had an environment that was unpredictable. That's what it was. It was an unpredictable environment, and sometimes I did not feel safe. Fast forward to becoming a teenager, my parents move us out of LA, we come to the IE, they buy a home, and we have peace for a few years, and then five, 6 years later, after we had moved over here, my dad started having his issues. And ever since then, life has been a roller coaster of chaotic moments of my life and just like struggles, right? So there was always like some sort of drama going on. If it wasn't problems with my dad, it was problems with finances. If it wasn't finances, then it was me being in a bad relationship and not having a stable home. That was one of the hardest things. When I moved out of my parents the first time, I moved out with a boyfriend, and then it was like an on and off relationship. I got my own place. I had peace for like a year. Then I had a falling out with my roommate. And it was just a constant, like, when is this ever gonna end? Like, is this what life is like? And I just remember being so down on myself. And finally, like, when my parents decided to separate, they went their separate ways, and I decided to leave that relationship that I was in, and finally said, this is not the way I want to live. Like, I remember just sitting in my bed one day, well, our bed at the time, and being like, I don't know if I want this for the rest of my life. And mind you, having chaos has always been something that was familiar to me, and having peace was not. And at that moment, now looking back at it, I was like, wow, that was such a pivotal moment in my life where I decided that enough was enough and I needed to change the environment that I was in order to become this person that I wanted to become, because I was tired of having this survival type of life and just chaos all the time, drama, problems, like crying all the time. And not that there's anything wrong with crying, but I was just tired of being upset and disappointed by people, and I was like, enough is enough. The thing no one talks about after leaving toxic relationships, setting boundaries, and just becoming who you truly are and stepping into this new era of your life where you are tired of the chaos and tired of the drama and you want peace and you want stability, but it's so foreign to you that you don't know what to do with it when you're there. It feels like a very unfamiliar territory that you've never been on. When you grow up in an environment that is not normal and you have unstable relationships and you observe moods of people, and that determines what type of day you're going to have. When having chaos and drama in your life is all you know, and that's all you're familiar with, when you have stability and peace, it feels unsettling. It feels like something's missing. And I hate that was a feeling that I had, because it made me sad. It made me sad that I've never felt peace and I've never felt safe in my home until now. I have been doing a lot of thinking lately, as I always do, but lately it's been more because I've been spending a lot of time with me, myself, and I. And I was just thinking how, just in dating, like men that I've dated in the past that have been unstable for some reason. I know it sounds terrible and I'm super being super vulnerable right now, but it feels familiar. But I have done work on myself where I catch myself being like, no, this is the person that you used to be, and now you're becoming this person with boundaries, and you're becoming this person that has stability and peace, and you do not need to let anyone in your life come and destroy that peace or that stability just for the sake of you feeling like that's, you know, normal. Sometimes we find ourselves sabotaging stability just for the sake of feeling like your old self or feeling like this is how life is supposed to be. But as you're healing and as you're getting into this new, stable, peaceful era of your life, we have to learn to live in peace and be okay with it. We also have to give ourselves grace, because I think that when you're so familiar to not having stability or peace, you feel like bored. Sometimes I catch myself saying like, I'm so bored, like I need some drama in my life because I feel like nothing's popping off. And that is so like wrong of me to think that way, but also I'm still learning, I'm still healing, and I'm learning that this is what it feels like to have a normal life. So it's definitely an ongoing process of learning that this is okay and you don't need to have drama in your life and it's okay to just have a peaceful life. It is a process, and you need to learn how to grow comfortable with being in this new stage of your life. It is definitely a journey in growing comfortable with the stability. It's a process. And you're going to slip up sometimes. Sometimes you're going to want a little drama, porque quieres a little excitement. Recently, I slipped up and I allowed someone to come back into my life that I shouldn't. And sure enough, right away, chaos. But I was aware that I was allowing this person to have access to my peace. And I right away was like, what am I doing with my life? I have worked this hard to create this environment that I want to thrive in. And I'm allowing someone from my past to come in. And I know that that happens a lot. I talk to my friends and there's been certain times where I'm like, why would you let this person back in your life? But sometimes you're vulnerable and sometimes you're like, well, it used to be fun because drama was fun back in the day. But now drama is not fun. We are too healed for that shit. Every time I cuss on the podcast, I think of that lady that told me that I was not ladylike for cursing. So if you are offended by that, I'm not sorry. It always blows my mind how I find it more comfortable to not have stability than to have stability. But one thing that we have to remember is that if you're so used to that for years and years and years, you're gonna feel like that's normal. But we have the power to train ourselves to feel like, no, this is not normal, and you have to be self-aware and don't engage with any chaotic relationships or abusive relationships. And little by little, you're gonna accept the stability that's coming into your life. The stability and peace that I have now didn't happen overnight. It wasn't something that a light switch just went off and now I have peace and stability. It was a lot of work. I started my self-love journey about 3 years ago, and it's definitely been a roller coaster. It has its ups and its downs. But I'm really proud of the woman that I've become and that I'm becoming. I'm not perfect. I slip up like everybody else does. But I'm definitely putting in work by healing my inner child and just thinking of how the past made me who I was and how it shaped me to the person that I want to be now. But when you continue to self-love and understand how your past can affect you, you can become a better person and you can have a better environment. Everything's possible, but it has to start within. And you have to remember that you deserve stability, you deserve peace. And one day you're going to find yourself sitting down in your room thinking, wow, I finally have peace and stability. And Melina was talking about it, because the other day that's how I was sitting on my bed and I was thinking about how far life has brought me. And life did not go according to plan. Whatever I had planned in my head, it didn't happen, but that's okay. This other journey that I'm in, I'm embracing it. And I'm really excited for whatever the future has in store for me because, you know, I deserve happiness and so do you. So don't forget that it's okay to have peace. It's okay to have stability, even though it's unfamiliar to you. We have to get comfortable in this new stage of our life. And I hope that you guys have a great week. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Please, if you could do me a favor and go to Spotify and give me 5 stars and go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. Those reviews help so much because it shows my podcast to new listeners and keep growing and keep building this community. I appreciate you guys so much. Don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Unbreakable Latina. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.